Right. This is Rob Thu. I'm here with Sam Funari and Mitzi Coker, and we're talking to Francois Lundy. And to start it out, I was just wondering if you could talk a little bit about growing up in Haiti and about what your typical day would be like in Haiti, maybe compared to how most of the people across the country would be living, if you could.
In Haiti, grew up in Haiti, it's the pain and the family you grew up. So some of them have the money, some of them not. The money is not the money form. Like before in Haiti, you have the culture, like plantain, coconut, I don't know if the name, the pine, cultivating, send them, sell, and then give them the money and go back to school. Here now, it's different because not a lot of things in Haiti that capture some money from United States now. Compared in Haiti is not good. But the temperature in Haiti is in December, you can have 50. And June, July, and 90. So.
Okay. And what did you do in Haiti? What was your typical day like when you were living there?
Typical, I mean.
What would you do every day?
When I was in Haiti, after my high school and go to college, I teach computer repair at school called Catherine Flans High School. Computer repair every day.
And you said something in your email before about having to travel to Port-au-Prince.
Yeah, I've traveled from my countryside to Port-au-Prince to go to school because I can't find high school in my countryside now. They are one, but not professional school too after high school. That's why I'm talking. After high school, primary school, what you're thinking about to be, if you think to be a professional school, some people can learn plumbing, mechanic, that kind of thing after.
Just something to like a continue
yeah.
education
yeah,
after high school.
So did you say you went to college in Haiti?
Mm-hmm.
Is that typical for most Haitians to go to college after high school?
It's not easy, depending on the money.
Yeah.
Because you can have credit like loan from here. If people want to go to school, you can take one out.
Yeah, so it's not subsidized
at all.
You have
to pay for you, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay. Could you talk about some aspects of your culture that you're very proud about, that you like food or music or literature? That
Music is Asian music, a different kind of music is slow, like a high school has music and tuba. I don't even know tuba. That's Asian people like that.
Okay. Well, I think we should just kind of go around in a circle.
Yeah. I mean, you talked about this a little bit earlier, but I think just for the record, why exactly did you leave Haiti and immigrate to America?
The reason I leave, after the earthquake, my child, she's 2 years old now, she was a U.S. citizen. She wasn't here with me. After that, the embassy has for all American people to leave Haiti, come in the U.S. She only 18 years old, she can travel. That's why I went to the embassy with her. They gave me a visa to bring her here.
Mm-hmm.
I came here. That's why I knew I came here.
So you said your plans to stay here then until she's 18?
No. That's me. I think she one and a half year.
Mm-hmm.
She could travel alone. She only 18 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I have to come here. Mm-hmm. That's why I came here.
Okay.
They give me visa to bring here in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want me to come back maybe with her. They give me now work authorization. I take 1 year and a half to get my work authorization. I get it now. mm-hmm. My driver's license, making it before 1 year and a half.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's not much.
You're 1 year and a half without doing nothing, stay home.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hmm. I have a quick question about, like, families. Does most families stay in a village together? Or, like, I know in America, where you're scattered throughout the U.S., do they have the tendency to stay in one village, a family, or is there, like, multiple families living in one house? Is there, like, a grandmother, a mother, child living in one house, or are they mixed in the village? Do they have their own homes, but they stay close enough together? Does that make sense?
When you talk about the village, mm-hmm. it's close to here when you went some places. Yeah, the neighborhood, uh-huh. like the construction is the same. Uh-huh. Than out in Haiti. Before, in 1492, they are a village.
Okay.
But yeah, now we can say the countryside, like people live from here to 1 meter and 2 meters from the house. So like, or people live close. But uh-huh. You can find that Knoxville, mm-hmm. in Haiti is a petitou. They have a black people here. And Savo, you know, the black people. Then it's black, like a mass, not a village. Like you can see in China, Africa, they have a village. No, in
okay.
But you think about the family where they live. Uh-huh. Yes. You can find the grandmother in the same yard, like if you have, maybe, I don't know, the yard 100 square
mm-hmm.
yard. I can live there. Grandmother live here. After that, they give, if you are the child,
uh-huh.
they give you a part of the yard.
Yard.
You build your house. Give you part of the yard. You build your house.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of housing and living in a community, some of the things that we've been told about housing in Haiti, that were important to the people were the porch and the outdoor cooking area, so that you can go outside to... are there any other things that you see as really important in a Haitian house?
Haitian houses... Now, if you think to build houses, you're not like thinking build the same way they do it. Before,
mm-hmm.
have to build differently. But here, you have all things inside the house, and it is not. There's that some people have the money, you can build a better house.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't have money, you have to build your house, maybe 2 bedrooms. They think about the bedrooms, like small family don't have mm-hmm. money. They think about only the bedrooms, not the dining room. Living home. But if you have money, you can get a house, normal bathroom inside, dining room, living room, and 2 bedroom and 3 bedrooms, depending on the money.
But it's a really important thing to be able to have that relationship between going outside and staying inside.
Yeah, I'll tell you about that, but if now you're thinking about to bail.
Mm-hmm.
House, but if you think about build house, it can be the same. Like if you want to the kitchen, put the kitchen outside. But maybe it then, or depend on the house you want to build, you can do that too.
Okay.
But to me, if I want to build my house, I can do that the same way.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think that's an interesting idea. So. If you were to go back to Haiti and have all the money in the world to build the perfect house for Francois in Haiti, what would you want in that house? Would you want an outdoor kitchen? Would you want a large porch? Would you? What kind of things would you put in your house?
I already have my house. I have everything I need inside.
Okay.
And in Port-au-Prince, it's Mariani and before. In my mom's house, is everything inside.
Mm-hmm.
But my mom, the house is not the same I built after for her. But the house I grew up only two beds or let's say I grew up, but now it's different.
Yeah. Okay. Two bedrooms for how many people?
There's a eight
people in two bedrooms.
Yeah.
Wow.
Eight. So five brothers, four sisters. Two of us. Yeah. Now it's different. But we have not much house, but we have made him mountain land. My grandfather have money, but it's the way they think to build a house, not the bedroom. Not they don't think about that. How many people, the child, the men, boys, and girls should live different bedrooms. They don't think about that.